you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I know that one of the voices on KPCC that you're contributing to support is our terrific entertainment reporter, John Horn, who's worn many different hats over the course of his tenure here at KPCC. But the work he's done during the pandemic has arguably been as important as any, as we've gone through a time where the entertainment industry has been turned upside down. Theaters have been closed during this period, and concerns about equity in production have come to the fore. John joins us today on Air Talk to look at what is a milestone for the entertainment industry. That is the reopening of theaters, even with the COVID-19 protocols that are in place and limited capacity. People can now go indoors to see movies. John, thank you so much for joining us. This is quite the milestone in the business now.
It is. And first of all, thank you for the nice kudos. I think I'm going to double my leadership gift pledge thanks to that. You're making me feel very good. Yeah, it's certainly a turning point. I mean, theaters have been closed for, you know, the better part of a year, and now LA is starting to reopen its theaters. But even with limited capacity at about 25% in theaters, LA made up apparently 9% of all tickets sold in North America this past weekend. So that's pretty amazing. I mean, LA is always a really big market, but even with, you know, a quarter of the seats available for sale, it really did contribute materially, even if the overall box office numbers were not that impressive. But again, I think it's, you know, it's the start of something that looks pretty promising, and, you know, consumer willingness to go to a theater is also rising very quickly.
John, just selfishly, because I'm such a big fan of drive-ins, I have to ask you, has this resurgence in the drive-in, do you think that could lead to a lasting improvement now that people have gotten a taste of it? Or do you think this is just a pandemic adjustment not likely to last?
I mean, I have seen a couple of movies at drive-ins or pop-up drive-ins. I mean, the real issue is so many closed just before the pandemic. There was only a handful left. And, you know, it takes a little bit of energy and time and planning to open a pop-up drive-in. I saw Nomadland at a soccer field outside the Rose Bowl several months ago. And there's been other setups, you know, temporary setups. I think it's pretty fun. It depends. Do never park next to a Tesla in a drive-in, because apparently owners of Teslas or the Tesla itself cannot turn off its lights, even if it's watching.
Oh, no.
I've had the unfortunate experience of being between Teslas at a drive-in. But yeah, I think it's a nice opportunity. But the problem is, if you start thinking about like how many cities, how many states have drive-in theaters, it's really minuscule. I love it for the right film, and it certainly feels safe. So I would hope it would come back, but the problem is so many theaters closed just before the pandemic hit. It's going to be hard to get, you know, the capital to rebuild or reopen those theaters.
And real estate is so expensive, as we know. That's really what killed almost all drive-ins decades ago.
Right, and those drive-ins were used for, you know, for flea markets and swap meets. And with those banned as well, they couldn't even make money on the weekends or during the daylight hours when they were, you know, supposed to be not showing movies. Even when flea markets went away because of the pandemic, they had zero income total.
We're talking with John Horn, arts and entertainment host here at KPCC. I'd like to hear from you if you went to a movie theater for the first time in months over the weekend. We had a couple of people during the last hour of Air Talk who shared their experiences. I'd like to hear from you what it was like. Did you feel tremendous pleasure in getting to go back into a movie theater? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. John, I know you went to Vegas for, was it the Tenet screening?
It was Tenet
indoor?
Back in September. I mean, that was when things were more than a little dodgy. But listen, I felt I needed to see that movie on a big screen. I could have driven down to San Diego. Las Vegas sounded like a lot more fun. And it did remind me, and I was talking to Zack Snyder, who has his Zack Snyder's Justice League coming out on HBO Max now, about what it's like to go back into a theater, because he had set up a screen for some family and friends of his film at an IMAX theater. And it is something that you cannot duplicate at home. I mean, we've got a pretty nice big TV and surround sound. We don't have like a home theater or anything. And I watched Tenet in Las Vegas, and then I showed it to my kids at home. And listen, it's still a good movie at home, but it's a great movie inside a theater. So I think there are certain kinds of films that are going to do better in theaters going forward. But the question is, can you really unring the bell where people have said, you know what, I kind of like watching movies at home. The streaming service subscription numbers are skyrocketing for the first time ever, according to the Motion Picture Association. There's more than 1 billion subscribers worldwide to streaming services. It went up, obviously, you know, logarithmically last year. But, you know, will people go back to theaters? I mean, I think it's a really interesting question. There was some audience data surveyed by the National Research Group, and they said that 57% are either very or somewhat comfortable going back to a movie theater. And that's pretty close to where it was a year ago, just before the pandemic. So that's very impressive. That means that, you know, pretty soon, maybe as many as 60% of all Americans will feel comfortable going back into a theater.
All right. 866-893-KPECC. 866-893-5722. You can tweet at AirTalk, post on the AirTalk Facebook page, or post on the AirTalk page. This, by the way, is the start of a series continuing into next week. We're calling State of the Arts. We'll be taking a look at local Los Angeles theater. We'll be taking a look at museums and other arts venues. It'll be a chance to look at the state of film production here in Southern California. So this is the launch of State of the Arts, a series about, with reopening of so many different indoor venues, what that's going to mean. Live music, of course, as well, what that's going to mean here for these organizations and for patrons of the arts and entertainment. Also joining us is Greg Lemley, who is the president of and CEO of Lemley Theaters, the art house chain here in Southern California. Greg, as you know, the big chains have largely opened with the COVID protocols. When are you looking at your theaters opening?
We've just started the process. In fact, I dropped off of a Zoom meeting with our general managers today to join you on the air, Larry. We think it's going to take us 3 to 5 weeks.
And what's going to happen during that time to prepare?
Well, the theaters have been mothballed, you know, for a full year. So we've got to turn everything back on, see what works, see what doesn't work, get it repaired. You know, the COVID safety protocols require some adjustments to the HVAC systems. So that's going to take a little bit of time, but we expect to get that, you know, fully implemented before we bring in patrons. And we need to rehire and retrain staff members.
And how challenging will that be with all the staff members that you furloughed or laid off or whatever the official description is? Do you think you're going to be able to get a high percentage of those folks back?
We're going to find out. I assume we're going to get some of them back. I assume some of them have moved on to other jobs or are uncomfortable returning to a public environment at this time. We don't know to what extent the bonus unemployment is going to be a factor. But look, again, we've given ourselves time. We're not planning to reopen next week. You know, for the chains that got the ball rolling on this before LA Department of Public Health had made the official announcement, you know, kudos to them. Many of them had the experiences opening theaters in other markets, so they've had, you know, some opportunity with that. All our theaters are in LA County. This is our one, you know, this is our first time at the dance.
Have you talked with the leaders of any of the large theater chains just to pick their brain about challenges they ran into, things like that? I know you're competitors, but is this the kind of thing where there could be cooperation?
Well, our trade association, the National Association of Theater Owners, has been doing a terrific job collecting information and helping to disseminate that to other chains. So it's not necessarily that we need to talk to people directly. But, you know, I might send some of my GMs down to a local AMC just to walk around and see.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Challenges facing us as a smaller footprint with each venue, you know, having its own nuances is going to be very different from what a large chain faces. It's like, you know, a mom and pop fast food restaurant, you know, can learn something from McDonald's in terms of how to operate during this environment, but they're going to have to learn some things on their own as well.
Greg, what about the acquisition of films? You've had the virtual platform for art films for people being able to stream through the Lemley website. But is it going to take a while to line up the titles of films, or are the distributors just ready to go and champing at the bit to be able to provide you with the films?
Distributors are excited to get back their films back into movie theaters. In many cases, we will be playing films that are simultaneously available on various platforms. But I'd like to think that audiences recognize the benefits of seeing it from an aesthetic standpoint in a movie theater, and that they're going to hold out and see some of these films in a movie theater. And at this time, you know, we've got a bunch of Oscar-nominated films. So these are the best films that have been produced over the past year and prior. And the best way to see them is going to be in a movie theater.
866-893-KPECC. If you've been to a movie theater indoors over the past few days since they reopened, I'd like to hear about that experience. Were you comfortable there? Were the protocols being followed? Is this something you look forward to doing again? Or did it not work the way that you hoped it would, make you leery of going back? 866-893-KPECC. The Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I know I'm looking forward to that point of getting back into movie theaters at a later time, but maybe you're fully vaccinated, you're ready to go. We want to hear all about it. So sad to report that Los Angeles Laker great NBA Hall of Famer Elgin Baylor has died at the age of 86. Natural causes, the cause of death, the Los Angeles Lakers announcing that their former star, and of course for many years a big part of the organization before he became the general manager of the Los Angeles Clippers, Elgin Baylor, dead at the age of 86. To see him in his prime before knee injuries took a toll later in his career is to see one of the most athletic, incredibly gifted players that the NBA ever knew. Coming out of the University of Seattle, drafted by the Minneapolis Lakers, moved with the team to Los Angeles, and immediately becoming a star in a city of stars with his acrobatic play for the Lakers. Dr. J would come later, of course, with all the acrobatic moves for the Philadelphia 76ers than in the old ABA before that. But Elgin Baylor had that ability to hang above the rim and just extraordinary leaping extraordinary agility on the court. Just a great finesse player for the Lakers for many, many years. So our condolences to his family and, of course, all of us huge fans of Elgin Baylor are certainly feeling this loss of Laker and Clipper great. Right now, we turn our attention to the reopening of movie theaters here in Southern California. I want to hear from you if you went back. Melissa in Sun Valley, you went back?
Yes, I went back this weekend. I was very excited. I was excited to watch a movie on a screen bigger than my laptop.
Yeah.
But I was excited to be able, to be in there and enjoy a movie. I was just a bit wary about the possibility of people maybe abusing the privilege of being able to keep their mask off as long as they're actively eating or consuming a drink. I was couple times throughout the movie I would sip on my water. I was definitely trying to do it fast to be able to get my mask back on so that I wouldn't increase my chances of anything bad happening. So other than that, I think I would do it again and keep my mask on for the most part.
Have you been fully vaccinated yet, Melissa?
Yes, I have.
Very good. All right. Melissa in Sun Valley, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC. You can tweet at AirTalk, post on the AirTalk page. Let us know what you thought about that experience of going back in the theaters. Greg Lemley, the president and CEO of Lemley Theaters, the art house chain here in Southern California. Are you thinking about doing your concessions differently because of people eating unmasked or even the handoff between your snack bar employees and customers?
Yes. I mean, we're absolutely required to try and make the process as contactless as possible, and that will include giving people the opportunity to order concessions in advance. The concession stand is open, but in public areas, people need to remain masked the entire time, so they can't move their mask until they're in the auditorium. Once they're in their seats in the auditorium, we're at 25% capacity, so there will be distancing between individuals. You know, look, we're all in this together, and your listener's right. We need the public to do their part, keep their masks on as much as possible while they're in the theater, and let's try and make this as safe as possible for everybody.
The customer base for the Lemley Theaters, how does yours differ demographically than from a large chain like AMC? I mean, age-wise, for example, and does that factor in to how you deal with reopening?
It may factor in. I mean, our average customer is perhaps a little bit older than the average AMC customer, less families. On one hand, it's great. They're more likely that they've been fully vaccinated, but certainly we understand that there may be some hesitancy among that group. You know, look, we are not, I'm a movie theater operator. I'm not a health professional. Like everybody else, I'm watching the numbers. And it does look like numbers are coming down in Los Angeles. Even with all the concern about variants, we're seeing the vaccines get out into the community and they're being effective. So I believe that movie going has returned in other parts of the world and has been safe and has not been a problem. And I think we can do the same here in Los Angeles.
Well, and at the risk of stereotyping, I would also guess that the Lemley customer is, on average, more highly educated. And certainly what we see from public opinion polls is that there's a huge correlation between higher education and willingness to be vaccinated. I don't know what that means in terms of masking or not, but I would expect that, you know, people who go to an art house might well fully understand the seriousness of the mask mandate and not be trying to make a statement by not wearing a mask while watching a theater. So that would be my hope. But I guess that's what you're going to be watching closely too, Greg, is to see if your customers are largely adherent.
Yes. I mean, that's definitely something we're going to watch and we're going to learn and we're going to respond and react to what we see happening.
866-893-KPECC. John Horn. John, first, thank you for that extraordinarily generous gift from yourself and Linda. We appreciate that. What are the big movie theaters thinking about the willingness of customers to come back, particularly for the tentpole films?
Well, I mean, that's what they're banking on. I mean, there's so many movies that have been postponed owing to the pandemic. You know, there's another Fast and Furious film. There's a new James Bond movie. So there is product that has, you know, been sitting on the shelf waiting for theaters to reopen. But I have to put a little bit of caution out there. I want to rein a little bit on this parade. And that is, you know, yes, things are starting to reopen, but that doesn't mean it's going to be as it was before. So one of the best chains in the nation, smaller chain, Alamo Drafthouse, didn't make it through this. They went bankrupt a couple of weeks ago, and they had to close one of their flagship theaters in Texas. A lot of theaters that are still in business, like AMC, have borrowed a lot of money, probably at not very good interest rates. So they've got that hanging over them. And then the bigger issue is this. The average American last year watched 34% more online entertainment than in 2019. And I could list all the services. There's, you know, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, Apple Plus, CBS All Access, Peacock, Paramount Plus. And it goes on and on.
And it goes on. Discovery
yes,
Plus. It's
Shutter,
almost an endless
you know,
list.
I think KPCC right. Plus is going to launch pretty soon. But here's my analogy. Think about a microwave oven. It might not be the best way to cook a lot of things, but what about popcorn, to go with a movie analogy? Are you going to go back to a saucepan and oil and shaking a pan for 4 minutes? Or is microwave popcorn the best it is? And does that mean that now that you're used to streaming and watching a lot of streaming content, are you going to throw it away? Maybe you're going to dial back. Maybe you're going to have fewer services. But I don't see that equation really tilting back to where it was before. And if you look at the box office numbers before the pandemic, the trend was not good. The number of admissions that were being sold in 2019 was down from the year before and the years before that. The per capita attendance in 2019 was 3.5 per visits per person, and that was with the population growing. So I'd say if you look before the pandemic started, attendance trends were not good, and you look during the pandemic, the number of streaming customers went up.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're going to get back to where we were before.
And John, of course, you've got whole new generations of big screen televisions with many more features than in the past, much sharper resolution, all of which yet another challenge for motion picture exhibitors who have had many to deal with in recent years. My thanks to John Horn, art and entertainment host for KPCC, and Greg Lemley, the president and CEO of LA-based Lemley Theaters. Kathy in Culver City said she went to the theaters yesterday, was fully vaccinated, but felt uncomfortable because the closest person to her didn't have his mask on.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.